Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
A few years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a pilgrimage and mission trip to Calcutta, India. The pilgrimage was to the tomb of St. Teresa of Calcutta, commonly known as Mother Teresa. And the mission aspect of the trip involved working with the religious order that she founded, the Missionaries of Charity. And this trip was crucial for my discernment in seminary and coming to understand the conviction I had that the Lord was calling me to become a priest, especially since one of the most influential books that I read in high school was Mother Teresa's biography, Come Be My Light. In that book and through the work of the Missionaries of Charity, you can see Mother Teresa's profound holiness. She wanted to give up everything to serve the poorest of the poor. Why? Because she recognized the face of Jesus Christ in each of them. I remember assisting in some of these homes for the sick and the dying that Mother Teresa established in Calcutta. These are people that society had just cast aside, yet the sisters treated them with the utmost love and charity. It was some of the most humbling work I've ever done, but it reinforced for me the deep spirituality and beauty of Mother Teresa and the Missionaries of Charity. And one of my favorite quotes from Mother Teresa, she says at one point in her writings, "Seeking the face of God in everything, everyone, all the time, and his hand in every happening, this is what it means to be contemplative in the heart of the world." As we enter the third full week of Lent, it's a good time to review where we've been, how our penances and practices have been going, and where the Lord wants to lead us in these final 5 weeks of the season. It's a particularly good moment as well to reflect on our practices of almsgiving. In our gospel today, the Lord recounts a story from the Old Testament about the widow in Zarephath and her son, who were recipients of the Lord's miracles through the prophet Elijah. And why did they receive those miracles? Because they gave generously from their hearts and recognized God in this prophet. Almsgiving is all about, like the widow in Zarephath or Mother Teresa, seeking the face of Christ in those we serve. It involves encountering Christ in all people and in every circumstance and giving from our hearts to the Lord. Have we done that during Lent? Have we taken the time to visit people in nursing homes, contributed to local services that help those in need, supported our parish's outreach? And when we give, do we view it as an obligation, or truly do we see it as a way to serve Jesus Christ, to see Jesus Christ in those who we serve? Today is a day to redouble our efforts in almsgiving during this sacred time. When we do this, we will genuinely encounter our Lord, and he will transform us in ways we cannot even imagine. We'll start to see him in even deeper and more profound ways. Mother Teresa says that seeing Christ in all people and all things gives us the power to see and adore Jesus, especially in the lowly appearance of bread and in the distressing disguise of the poor. See Christ when he comes to meet you. See Christ in those whom you give to, and then truly see Christ in the most holy Eucharist. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.